brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, she's very busy tracking election fraud, and she normally gives her reports in the days after, and she'll be with us in the coming days. But Bev Harris is joining us in 30 minutes of black box voting to go over all the irregularities and fraud that have been confirmed around the country. We then have William Gein joining us of AliPAC, dealing with all the evidence of illegal aliens being allowed to vote in places like Arizona and Nevada. He'll be joining us in the last 30 minutes of the third hour today. We are going to cover a giant mass of incredibly important news. And later I'm going to play some video from a helicopter. And there's also some surveillance footage from cameras on poles of people rioting last night in San Francisco when the Giants won the World Series against the Texas Rangers. Rioting over a baseball team winning the World Series. I saw the ABC News headline that the torture is over, wanting to know who was going to win. The torture of not knowing if people would be fulfilled in their lives by a baseball team winning a game instead of being fulfilled by getting a Bill of Rights Constitution back in place in this country, instead of being fulfilled by securing the dollar, which is in free fall right now, instead of securing jobs for themselves and a future for their children. No, they stayed up all night and were there this morning when the Giants arrived in San Francisco for an early morning press conference. They were there by the thousands worshiping them. Would they stay up all night to get their Bill of Rights and Constitution back? No, they wouldn't. And it's these screwed up priorities that the mainstream corporate media has force-fed this nation for decades that has allowed the type of tyranny to take root that we see. So that is coming up as well. Meanwhile, a political organization, Citizens Against Government Waste, has put out a TV ad we're going to be showing later as we stream live at PrisonPlanet.tv. And it's also posted up on PrisonPlanet.com and Infowars.com. The television commercial about the national debt that is being banned by major networks, and it shows the communist Chinese professor in a fictitious 2030, 20 years from now, teaching students about how the American empire fell and bragging that's why the Americans are basically our slaves today. Well, China is the number one owner of the fraudulent debt. The private Federal Reserve that teamed up with them to do this is the number two owner. And this ad is very accurate and should not be banned by ABC, A&E, History Channel, and many others that are refusing to show the ad. We're going to work on next week, or maybe even later this week, getting Citizens Against Government Waste on to talk about this very well-produced TV ad that they attempted to put out to the American people. But it will not be censored here on this radio broadcast. Obviously, after the break that's coming up here in just a minute, I'm going to get into the huge stack of election news and the giant Republican sweep that's taking place right now. And we'll try to look at the different angles of that and what that really means going into the future of this country. We'll also look at the incredible financial news. Fed's poised for biggest decision in decades coming up just in the next few days. They're announcing quantitative easing or dollar devaluation, QE2 risk currency wars, and the end of the dollar hegemony. The end of the dollar is the world reserve currency. That's the London Telegraph. We also have last Friday's Christian Science Monitor that's important to remind you of. Is hard currency on its way out, introducing the new virtual world currency? Bloomberg reports the Fed will announce at least $500 billion of U.S. bond buys, so they're now monetizing the debt. That's what Zimbabwe did, Weimar Republic, Germany, Argentina in 2000-2001. We know where this road leads. We'll be breaking that down as well and taking a lot of your phone calls. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Thank you. If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land. They think they own our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic, liberty films.
Most people know that drinking pure, high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Bev Harris is coming up in about 25 minutes from now for Black Box Voting. We'll break down the evidence of election fraud going on around the country and even some people that have been indicted for it in places like Florida. We're going to get into the economy. We're going to get into big developments in places like France and the U.K. France and U.K. plan unprecedented military cooperation, basically merging their militaries. A lot of strange things going on and happening around the world right now. But let me first just get into this big stack of election news, and then obviously we'll be here tomorrow knowing a lot more after this historic November 2nd Super Tuesday. Let's go over it right now. Revival of this is a Wall Street Journal article that says it shows major signals of historic era in U.S. politics. And there's a problem with this article. It says voters this week look to set to do something not seen since the early 1950s, oust a substantial number of sitting House lawmakers for the third election in a row. And the Wall Street Journal goes on to say this will be the biggest political realignment in 80 years. And it says Republicans are voting in record numbers. But most of these people are not establishment rhino-type Republicans. They are individuals who are angry at the entire political system and are demanding change. Similar to what we saw with Obama, a lot of people who never voted or who don't vote frequently going and voting for Obama in 2008, now 2 years ago today, and sweeping him into office. And you notice that within just 6 months, his approval rating began to plunge to the lowest of any president at that point, and it continues to plunge 2 years in because people realize that it's business as usual. And this is accelerating. Now with Republicans, as they take control of the House and maybe even the Senate, we'll find out by tomorrow, as all of this begins to basically become more clear, if the Republicans don't immediately deliver on repealing Obamacare, getting rid of NAFTA and GATT, cutting taxes, you are going to see the political realignment manifest itself by completely damaging the Republican and Democratic parties. And you're going to see the trend that we see beginning to emerge in places like Colorado with former Congressman Tom Tancredo, now in most polls 2 to 5 points ahead of the other challengers, including the Republican and the Democrat. And he's backed, of course, by the Constitution Party, something set up by G. Edward Griffin and Aaron Russo 20-something years ago. So you see that illustrated right there with Colorado and other states. People are going for the anti-establishment Democrats in the primaries that we saw in the last 4 months. They're going for the anti-establishment Republicans in the primaries. When Dick Cheney comes out and endorses the Republican running against Rand Paul, suddenly Rand Paul gets a surge. When Bill Clinton comes out and endorses Democrats against Republicans in Florida, Kentucky, and other states, boom, there's a huge surge for those that Bill Clinton is campaigning against. That's because anything that has a Republican flavor to it or a mainline Democratic flavor to it is dead on arrival. And listening to the ads here in Texas for mainline Republicans and Democrats on radio and TV, they're saying, I'm anti-establishment. I'm pro-Tea Party. I wear a gun in my boot. You know, I want to fight the New World Order. And nowhere is this attempted Republican establishment takeover of the Tea Party more evident than what we see going on and happening big time with Rick Perry. Rick Perry is a guy that supported attempted forced inoculations of the deadly vaccine Gardasil for the papillomavirus. He's the guy that went to Bilderberg Group 3 years ago and was basically, given the go-ahead to run for president in 2012. He's the gentleman who tried to ram through the North American Union Trans-Texas Corridor. He's the guy who has done so many horrible globalist-type things, but he talks about how he shot a coyote in Westlake neighborhood in the middle of the city. He talks about how he wants Texas to secede and then later said it was just a joke. It's all rhetoric, but the positive news here is we don't have Republican candidates or Republican talk show hosts making fun of people that talk about global banking cartels and the private Federal Reserve. We don't see them making fun of people that want to shut down the borders. We don't see them making fun of anti-globalists. We now see them being forced to embrace it. So even though in a lot of cases it's political camouflage and it is a fraud, people who are now putting them back in office are going to become completely enraged and even more awake when they don't deliver. But those that do deliver, like Tom Tancredo, like Rand Paul, like Michelle Bachmann, and many other people who aren't perfect but are light years ahead of establishment Republican rhinos and establishment Democrats, they will then be positioned for leadership going into 2012 and beyond. We also have the states' rights movement on fire. And no amount of stage terrorism, no amount of setting up militias to try to scare the public is going to work. And that's why there's a key article out today by Paul Joseph Watson at PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com that is so important for all of our great activist listeners to get and to get out to everyone they know, because it breaks down with just stunning clarity, crystal clear focus, how important it is that Ron Paul run for president and how he has a very good chance of winning. He's popular with mainline Republicans now. He's won most of the major straw polls, like the key CPAC poll at the big Republican convention earlier this year and last year when he came in second place then. He is hardcore patriot. He has a perfect voting record. I totally agree with all of his positions and policies. I don't with Rand's, but still, a lot of that, I can tell you on the day of the election, is political posturing. I'm just going to leave it at that because, well, he's just like his dad, okay? I'm just going to leave it at that. But the issue here is that the awakening is on. And we're not going to defeat the globalist overnight. And I was reading on Infowars.com this morning some of the comments in Paul Joseph Watson's article and some of the other articles that we've written or posted dealing with voting and the election, with people saying, you're a bunch of idiots. Voting doesn't do anything. Voting is a complete failure. You know, you're an idiot. Well, look, there is election fraud. There are problems. The big mega corporations spend billions of dollars every election on trying to buy off the candidates or trying to get their candidates, you know, to the forefront. But we're in a fight with these people. By voting, we expose the election fraud in the sectors where it's evident. It's not going on everywhere. People go to prison. People get in trouble for it. You have to keep fighting. By supporting patriot candidates, we begin to get our people in to be watchdogs, to have a bully pulpit, to be able to talk about real issues, and to position ourselves into the future. I mean, look at Ron Paul 20 years ago. He couldn't get one co-sponsor in Congress for his audit the Fed bill. This year it passed the House. It was derailed and butchered in the Senate, but still something came out of it. Look at the fact that for the first time in modern history, the puppets are being ignored and people are looking at the strings that lead up to the puppet master. And that's why in the major think tank reports and what Zbigniew Brzezinski has said and others, they are so scared. They are so concerned and trying to accelerate their program because they know the public is now awake. Now, when you wake up, you got to figure out where you are. You got to figure out what's going on. But the good news here is we're not called kooks anymore. Oh, sure, Media Matters and George Soros and MSNBC try to do it. But MSNBC, during prime time, has less listeners, you know, than a major syndicated radio show. It's a joke. And so they can't be the arbiters of reality anymore. They can't sit there and tell us we're kooks, we're lunatics, we're nuts, because we talk about these real issues. They are the kooks now. People see that they're the ones out of touch. Folks remember this radio show and Ron Paul and countless other patriot talk show hosts and leaders talking about the real issues, talking about what Glass-Steagall was going to do. And thousands of other issues. They remember us a year and a half ago telling you that they were saving the naked body images. Now it's admitted they were. They remember this show 10, 11, 12 years ago with medical doctors on and chemists and toxicologists about bisphenol A and other chemicals in plastics, reducing fertility in men, giving women breast cancer. Now it's mainstream news. They remember us talking about sodium fluoride and bone cancer. Now it's mainstream news. They remember us talking about NAFTA and GATT was going to destroy our economy and our industrial base. Now it's no one can deny it. They heard us talk about China was going to become the biggest owner of our debt, how the Federal Reserve had teamed up with them to do this, how the Panama Canal had been given away, how the globalists were encircling and bankrupting the nation. Now it's admitted. We told the truth. We had the common sense. And we didn't care if we got made fun of and laughed at and demonized and if the media tried to claim we were pushing violence when we weren't. Because we knew that the truth, an ounce of truth, can stand up against a million pounds of lies. Truth cuts through lies. And we've been there planting the seeds over and over again, reaching out to people who laughed at us, but now they're not laughing. And so we've got a real chance. But this defeatist attitude of, oh, don't vote, it doesn't matter. I tend to agree with you that in most presidential elections, it doesn't matter because they buy both candidates. But we're coming up to one in 2012 with Ron Paul. And he won't be able to fix everything, but it's another major move showing that we're the mainstream.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
As gardeners, we can all relate.
What do you do with all of the excess food that you grow?
Freezing or canning may have been the process you've used, but the good folks at Excalibur Dehydrator have a healthy alternative to preserve the fruits of your labor. The Excalibur Dehydrator will help you preserve your fruits and vegetables quickly and easily, so you don't have to worry about premature spoiling. You can also use your Excalibur Dehydrator year-round to make delicious jerky. And the best part? The foods you dehydrate are free from excess additives, salt, and preservatives. And that's something we can all do without. To learn more and to order your very own Excalibur Dehydrator, visit drying123.com and see how the Excalibur Dehydrator can help you preserve your favorite foods.
Mention coupon code GCN and receive a free book on how to preserve your foods.
Again, that's drying123.com, drying123.com, or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254 today.
In our 2007 film Endgame, we end the documentary bullhorning the governor's mansion with Rick Perry inside of it. That was right before he moved out of the governor's mansion. And now he's got his book coming out, Fed Up. He's talking about how he wants to battle the New World Order. Meanwhile, he's hanging out at the Bilderberg Group. But you notice we said he's getting ready to run for president coming up in 2012 in my film Endgame. And you watch. It's going to be Rick Perry, probably with Sarah Palin as vice president. Mark my words. You heard it here first. That is in the cards at the top of the deck. Rick Perry with Sarah Palin, a powerhouse ticket. And you've got Sarah Palin, who says all the right things, does all the right things, except for fear-mongering, for fake terror, and more wars, which is the neocon aspect. I mean, she's doing the right thing endorsing Rand Paul. She's doing the right thing endorsing Tom Tancredo above the Republican candidate. And Tom Tancredo is set to win in all the major polls unless there's election fraud. Harry Reid is set to lose against Sharon Angle unless there's election fraud. And now they're saying, oh, because of all the allegations of election fraud, we may not find out until December. But mark my words, that's why I waited on this Tea Party film. I was going to mainly make it about Glenn Beck and the media, but I'm going to really make it about the different Republican candidates, Mitt Romney, General Petraeus. They're in the cards, Mitt Romney and Petraeus, maybe together, maybe separate. But the powerhouse ticket. And I already saw this coming several years ago, but now it's being talked about by the Texas Monthly. It's being talked about by the local analyst. Rick Perry told the AP yesterday, he said, don't be surprised if I only serve a year or two as governor in his four-year term. If he does serve a full term, it'll be 14 years, or the longest-serving Texas governor in history. He is positioned. He's got the book. He's got the book tour. He's launching. He'll probably announce he's running for president in the next 6 to 10 months. And then Sarah, Hot Mama Palin, is going to be VP again, up against Hillary Clinton, probably running for president. And then that'll be the new novelty. Oh, do you want Hillary as president, the first woman president? And a lot of women will get into it. Oh, we'll have change if it's a woman. Oh, yeah, a woman who headed up the White House 11 years ago when they got rid of Glass-Steagall. I love Democrats always talking about how it's Republicans that caused the economic collapse. Well, that's true. One wing on the bird, the right wing, is the Republican leadership, desperately trying to keep control of their party. But the other wing of the system is the Democrats and Republicans. And now the American people are trying to come in and take control of the system again from the establishment. And so many people are staying focused on the national elections when the real power and the real checkmate to all of this is at the state level. So we need to start having the discussion here on air. Are Republicans and libertarians, are you all going to go to sleep now when the Republicans win the House? Are you going to go along with whatever the Republicans do because at least they're better than Obama and the Democrats and, you know, they're fighting with the Democrats and so people kind of turn their thinking process off and go along with whatever the Republicans are doing because Republicans will feel like they're part of the power structure? I don't think that's going to happen because the economic implosion, the depression we're entering, is so bad. That has a way of getting people to think straight, to get their minds straight, to get their heads screwed on facing forward. So are Republicans and libertarians and Tea Party people, are they going to go back to sleep when the Republicans take the House? Maybe even the Senate if there's not election fraud? Will you go back to sleep again? Because your team, you know, wins the World Series or wins the Super Bowl? Or are you going to continue to move to take back the states and get more patriotic candidates elected? If you go back 2 years ago, right when Obama got elected, Republicans and Democrats were being shut down at town halls everywhere. And we're going to go back to that. I believe that despite the fact that the mainstream media is going to try to re-energize the left-right paradigm, that you're going to see the fact that Republicans and Democrats are going to be sharing power now, that you're going to see an anti-incumbency and an anti-Republican-Democrat fervor accelerate, the keywords accelerate, and dwarf what we're seeing with people like Tom Tancredo set to win in Colorado. Unless there's election fraud today, which no doubt there probably is. Doesn't matter. Just the fact that a third-party candidate out of nowhere is about to become governor or has a good shot at it shows how deep this political realignment is. And all the political analysts, even mainstream analysts, admit this is the case. We're going to look at election fraud straight ahead with Bev Harris. Then we'll start looking at races around the country and your phone call. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the Run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Still worrying? From GMO to organic food in jeopardy, divided by economic turmoil, there is still an answer. With just a little knowledge easily acquired, you will literally see food everywhere. Author Linda Runyon has these skills from having lived this way of life and created the tools so you could too. Wild food is economical, nutritious, freely available, abundant, and free for the taking. It is a skill that takes little time to learn, but stays with you for life. And now for a limited time, it's all on sale. It's called the Bye Bye Old Website Sale. Can you guess what's coming? Absolutely everything's on sale across the board, including our already discounted packages. And you know, the holidays are coming up fast. We don't know if we're going to have another sale this year. This was the only one in 2010 so far. We've been lucky to keep our prices the same since 2008, but who knows what the future will bring. So go to ofthefield.com now or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and cross food off your to-do list.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection action so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Next hour, we're going to have wide open phones on the election, the economy, what you think is going to come out of this Republican takeover of the House, maybe even the Senate. Will people go back to sleep? Or will the political realignment continue? We're going to be discussing all of that coming up today. And I've got a big stack of election news I'm going to cover here right after Bev Harris leaves us. Of course, she made the documentary film that aired on HBO. The website is blackboxvoting.org. And she's one of the preeminent researchers out there exposing these electronic voting machines that have gone in all over the country. And we've seen the same old stories. Whatever party is in power, magically the voting machines, in the case of Nevada and other areas, are trying to only let you vote for Harry Reid. We've seen a election official arrested and indicted in Florida. We're seeing record amounts of reports of this happening yet again. And to go over some of these reports that Bev Harris is tracking down in the last week or so and today, Bev Harris, good to have you with us.
Well, hi. It's always good to be with you, Alex.
So where are you today out there doing your investigations?
I'm in Kentucky. It looks like Kentucky's going to go for Rand Paul, but you never know nowadays. Some of the most implausible results happen. So I definitely wanted to be on the ground here, and I'm also checking into a local sheriff's race in Bullitt County, Kentucky, the aptly named Bullitt County. Very controversial race in a high crime county where a popular cop is pitted against an incumbent sheriff. But I'm also bouncing back and forth a little bit. Was down in Memphis, Tennessee for a good bit of the last couple months. And I'm also expecting to see some interesting things in Washington State and Colorado. But I tell you, this set of elections is going to be, I've never seen so many close races, or purported to be close. You never know. You don't know if the polls are right. You don't know if the machines are right. Everything is pretty much concealed from the public. So we're just sort of going on faith.
What do we know so far dealing with bizarre activities with the voting machines?
Well, you really called it. Whoever is controlling the machines is ultimately in power. What I'm seeing now that is really quite creepy is that the election officials are just blatantly handing it over to the vendors, private companies. Here in Kentucky, they actually have an administrative code now where the election official appoints an administrator of the election, and the person they're appointing is someone who works for a private company called Harp Enterprises, which controls 96 out of Kentucky's 120 counties. How wrong is that? What they're doing is they're actually taking and programming each election in their private office in Lexington. Then they come in, and you see the county clerks just deferring to this private company. Any question you want to ask, was that the machine you tested? Well, I'll have to defer to Harp Enterprises. Well, I even asked the guy here, I said, well, what is the name? Did you appoint a name of a person, or did you appoint a company to run your election? And he says, well, I appointed a person, but I can't remember his name. I mean, how wrong is that? We have the public that can't even hold anyone accountable because it's some nameless person from a private company. Now, Memphis, same thing. Big, huge company out of Omaha, Nebraska called Election Systems and Software, which bought Diebold and then divested itself. Well, they are running most of the elections in the U.S., even though they sold Diebold. They're running about two-thirds of the elections. ESNS, in a deposition, the local administrators of the election admitted, remoted into their computer on election day to adjust something, and also gave them the database that they used to configure their election. It was all done out of state by a private vendor, and when candidates took them to court, they said they could not even subpoena the private vendor to answer any questions because they were out of state.
Bev, recap for people just in a few minutes some of the big frauds that you yourself have discovered and caught them red-handed in, and some of the others that have come out in the last few elections, just to remind people of the fact that we've had executives quit the companies that admit they were hired to engage in fraud, that the computer programs are designed for them to be able to hack in and then cover their tracks. I mean, this is so brazen.
Yeah, and again, what we're looking at, people think it's outside hackers, but it's not. It's the insiders, as has always been the case with election fraud. And so the real crime here is that we're concealing the process from the public, which actually transfers power to the insiders and removes our democratic process. It's really that serious. But some of the things that I've personally witnessed in Volusia County, Florida in 2004, a group of election officials signing poll tapes. Now, this was several days after the election, and what that means is the poll tape is the closest to the voting machine report of results. What they were doing is counterfeiting results tapes from the voting machine, signing off on them, and substituting them for the real thing. We found the real ones in the trash and compared them, and some of them were off by hundreds of votes. Now, in New Hampshire in 2008, we saw an absolute charade when they took the voting machines that were programmed by this private company and they were supposed to recount the ballots. They had paper ballots, but they had an absolute charade in terms of their chain of custody. They were buying ink dissolving solution. They were leaving ballots on purpose in unlocked rooms. They were running around the county, around the state in a white van driven by two clerks named Butch and Hoppy. I mean, it was absolutely surreal. So really what we were seeing, there was really a ballot swapping operation to make the recount match the machine count. And, you know, in Memphis, we saw in just this last August election just an incredible amount of obstructiveness where they actually had to bring the judge down in a lawsuit. The judge ended up at the election center ordering them to give up stuff that they refused to give up. How surreal is this? In Memphis, they would not give anyone the results of the election. You heard me. They wouldn't give up their own results. They basically announced that these are the winners, trust us. And when the candidates asked for the detailed results sheets, they said they didn't exist, couldn't get them, couldn't find them. Even after they certified it, it took a lawyer to get them to give up the results. And in a sworn affidavit, when it went to court, they declared that the results they gave up after certification were non-existent. I mean, it is so down the rabbit hole surreal when you really get out there in the field and watch what they're doing.
And they're doing it in plain view. Now, obviously, the different political power structures that are fighting for control over what voting machine company they pick for a state or a region, that this isn't, from your research and from my own research, one big monolithic system, but different cartels fighting with each other. You mentioned some of the states where you're seeing the really serious red flags. I want to go over Washington State, Kentucky, Florida, some of the states you mentioned. But what about Nevada, let's talk about that. Let's talk about that.
Yeah, well, you know, Clark County, Nevada, which is Las Vegas, has just been historically crooked as far back as anyone remembers. But this is actually nothing new. I'm just so glad to see it's getting into the press. Yes, people go to the polls. They see their touchscreen voting machine ballot pre-marked for Harry Reid. This is actually, as I say, this has been happening in every election where people find pre-marked ballots, and sometimes with paper ballots as well. You know, they're picking up their ballot and it's pre-marked. Nevada, would you expect anything else? We do definitely see a preponderance of problems in areas that are based on a gambling economy. And I think we shouldn't be too surprised about that. Atlantic City had inside absentee fraud in 2009, where the people working inside their elections office eventually pled guilty to just adding in, you know, basically voter ID theft, where they would take real voters and vote for them in their name. And this is a huge danger, by the way, with absentee voting, because people keep looking for the dead voters and all this. It's not the dead voters, folks. It's the real voters who vote irregularly, and insiders vote for them in their name.
And we're also seeing the military not being sent their ballots, or the ballots not coming back. I mean, this just goes on and on and on.
Yeah, you know, it's turned into something where I think people think that people don't care, and I sometimes feel that way too. They're always trying to justify that it really must be okay when it's so clearly not. But I think it's a situation where a lot of people feel helpless. They think, you know, this is just so surreal. I don't understand it. It's complexified to the point that nobody can follow the bouncing ball. But you know, it's not the first time in history that we've had a basic human right, like our own sovereignty over our government, challenged or even taken away. And we have to get in there and engage. You have to vote because that casts evidence. I went to the Civil Rights Museum in Memphis shortly before I left. And one thing that struck me is they said, you know, if you decide not to vote, you have committed voluntary disenfranchisement.
And exactly.
Don't just hand it to them.
Exactly. The system wants you to become disenfranchised and just give up. But we've gone from 10 years ago in national polls where, what, 3%, 4%, 5% question the integrity of the system. Beb, talk about that. I've seen national polls the last few years where upwards of 90% question the integrity. And we now hear about all of the mortgage fraud by the big banks. We hear about Prudential and others signing secret deals to steal the death benefits of veterans. I mean, really, it's not so much that things are getting more corrupt, and I think they are at certain levels. It's that we're starting to learn just how corrupt they are, and it's a process. And by voting, by running for office, by being political, politically engaged, we expose this, and it seems like there's nothing we can do, but then, boom, suddenly the corruption comes out, and the scallywags that have done this get in a lot of trouble. And we are starting to see indictments and arrests around the country of elections officials engaged in fraud.
We are. And, you know, here in Kentucky, though, let me mention, that's one of the famous ones where an election official was convicted of fraud. Actually, Clay County, Kentucky is just historic. One of the election officials committed arson, and they burned down something in some kind of drug deal, and then, you know, they had another one. But what I noticed here in Kentucky is, now what Kentucky has done is they have tried to consolidate it to this one private vendor named Tarp Enterprises, which now controls 96 out of the 120 counties. The people and the election officials being investigated and indicted were only the ones who chose not to go with this centralized vendor. Now, isn't that interesting? Yeah, get them out of the way, you know. Maybe we can get the next one to come with this centralized vendor. I've seen some very corrupt things going on in Kentucky. But they,
well, let's not glaze over that.
This vendor don't get investigated, don't get prosecuted.
Excuse me. Let's not glaze over that. Whoever's being investigated, those are the only counties that don't get consolidated, because the real fraud's going on with the consolidation. They want to firewall off those investigations.
There you go. You know, really sort of what we're looking at here is you can look at it almost as organized crime. I think it's actually a handy way to look at it rather than getting overwhelmed because government corruption. What you're seeing is the legitimization of some of the things that went on back under Al Capone and so forth in the 40s. It's just a much more genteel, much more sort of civilized way to do it. And if you look at some of the places that are very corrupt and have a history of political and election corruption, they're the same old places that were controlled by the crime bosses: Chicago, Cleveland, Detroit, New York, New Jersey, Las Vegas. I mean, and then it sort of stands out from some of these places. Omaha, by the way, which has the largest voting machine company in the country, was definitely part of the Capone network.
What about Houston? That bizarre fire they had after a questioned election where the voting machines all burned up.
Well, yes, I read about that, and I guess no comment. I don't know what caused the fire, but in some ways, you know, a little part of me over here rejoices and goes, well, maybe they'll get something better, but apparently they didn't. The move to try to corporatize it and start this finger-pointing game where the election official says, oh, I can't answer that, only the vendor can, and the vendor says, well, I can't answer that because I don't have to because I'm out of state, that's a bad part. But really, when you get down to the very core of this, where we've gone wrong is we've allowed essential processes in the election to be concealed from the public. And as long as you keep that as your litmus test of what is an okay system and what is not, you start getting meaningful change. Germany has banned its electronic voting systems on human rights grounds. Basically, what they've said is that any system that conceals from the public the essential processes in the election is unconstitutional because it removes sovereignty over the government.
And that's a preeminent first world nation. And this is fundamental. Stalin said, I don't care, you know, who you vote for. All I care about is who counts the votes. And so I want to come back from break briefly and talk about solutions, then hopefully twist your arm. I know you're very busy investigating to join us, say, Thursday or Friday, after you've had time to look at the races and come back on with us for 30 minutes. Of course, it'll also be posted at blackboxvoting.org, all the great research you're doing. And Bev Harris comes as a former corporate crime investigator, so that's why she's had so much expertise and success in this, as she gets down on the ground. But it sounds from what you're saying, don't expect Sharon Angle to win just because she's ahead in most of the polls. Don't expect, you know, Rand Paul to win, even though he's 15 points ahead in some polls, because the establishment clearly doesn't want Rand Paul. But we've seen from past elections that if there is a huge wave, sometimes they get scared and don't engage in fraud because they're scared of investigations. And I'm glad that Sharon Angle has now pointed out the fraud, because now they're saying there is going to be an investigation. But then the problem is the investigators are the same one involved in the fraud.
Right, and you have a good point there, in that if there's a huge wave, and that's why people should vote, it is very challenging to tamper with it in a credible way.
Because then you have the exit polls, you have the people, you have the public polls that don't match. These crooks don't like that.
No, well, they don't like a light to shine on it, and they certainly don't like a lot of very energized people coming in and saying we'd like to look at everything.
Because then you got to have a fire at the ballot box place.
So, happened in Texas, as you know.
So this mafia is it sounds like getting this institutionalized, but in other parts of the world, it's people are seeing through it. Are there any successes reversing this fraud?
Well, you know, Germany has been followed by the Netherlands and Ireland in getting rid of these machines. They're in warehouses, just mothballed. They said this doesn't work. It's not democratic. And by the way, there's four essential processes that have to be available to the public for authentication without need for special expertise. And those are who can vote, the voter list. Who did vote, the participating voter list, whether the ballot that gets counted is the same one that got cast, which is chain of custody, and the counting of the vote, meaning a public counting of the vote. There's three nations in Europe that have seen through this. It's really the emperor's new clothes. That's all it is.
Bev, stay there, and by continuing to expose it, the House of Cards will fall. Stay with us.
Do you know someone who's a Constitution basher? Then here's the ammo you need to silence them once and for all. Introducing the Crash Course on the U.S. Constitution, How to Argue with a Liberal about Constitutional Issues and Win Every Time. If you believe it's time we stop disgusting left-wing lies and start telling the truth about America's Christian heritage, this Crash Course for Patriots is for you. Start neutralizing the liberal propaganda being force-fed in our schools, the workplace, and the media. The Crash Course on the U.S. Constitution is an audio power program that includes six CDs jam-packed with amazing information, insights, and truth that will shut the mouth of any lie-loving liberal. Order your Crash Course on the U.S. Constitution online at thefoundersplan.com and look for the free bonus kit. Call today 1-877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365, or go to thefoundersplan.com. For God's honest truth, go to thefoundersplan.com today.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land, they think they own our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic, liberty films.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Okay, Bev Harris, you got the floor. You were going over those four things that even major governments in Europe, like Germany, have stated are fundamental. I mean, private secretive groups that have been caught in fraud and election rigging over and over again, and their own executives have gone public, and airplanes have gone down, and people have been killed and shot who go public. I mean, we know there's fraud going on everywhere, and the denial is really starting to end. And it's bipartisan corruption going on. So how do we get our election process back?
Well, one thing I want to say is, although we hear about these scary things, don't be scared to engage. It really isn't all that dangerous out in the field. You just need to make sure that you're, you know, going after something in a public way that is your right.
Yeah,
to
no, I'm not, Bev, to interrupt. I'm not trying to scare people. They don't really usually kill investigators for my research. It's insiders who've blown the whistle.
Right. Well, and I'm saying that because I meet a lot of people in the public who are scared, and they don't need to be scared, is what I'm saying. They need to engage. Because when we do, it's the public officials who get scared. Now, one of the things that we need to do is keep our eye on the ball as far as what is meaningful reform and what is just make work running on the hamster wheel. We've seen a lot of that where they divert people into, you know, all of us thunder down this trail to something that doesn't even really mean very much. Like, you know, let's do a 0.5% audit 2 weeks after the election. But by that time, chain of custody is toast. And would you have a bank account where you could look at only 0.5% of your checks? you know, so we need to look at what's meaningful. And what's meaningful is what we want is the public to be able to see and authenticate the original count. That doesn't mean something 2 weeks later. That means the original count before it goes anywhere at the polling place. There's places that are doing this. In fact, there's kind of some halfway measures that are meaningful in Humboldt County, California. And now Yolo County, California has added this. They just bought an off-the-shelf scanner from a, you know, Office Depot, and they're taking all their ballots and also running them through that scanner and making them available to the public on CD and putting them on the web. They're anonymous. There's absolutely nothing wrong with that.
That is powerful because then you can have somewhat of an audit later, and they can't burn them down.
Right. Well, and it doesn't even need to be later. I mean, they're putting them out right away, and you can see, you can count them yourself, and there's even a wonderful guy by the name of Mitch Trachtenberg who has developed free open source software that he hopes everyone else will just develop their own. It's not that hard to do. And, you know, so if you don't want to count 170,000 ballots one by one, you can also use this free software and check different precincts yourself and then look at them yourself. You can do whatever you want. The point being that this is not expensive. And it's very, very public, and it brings the public and allows them to see what's going on. But we have to keep remembering that what we want is a public count. The original count, not something later down the road, needs to be something that's done in public or that the public can authenticate without need for special expertise. That's one thing. The next thing is, who voted? This is getting to be the next area, the next frontier where they're keeping it secret. It's getting harder and harder to see the poll books or even have poll books. They're starting to transfer these into electronic databases, which now you see it, now you don't. In Tennessee, I found 3,200 more votes than voters in the participating voters list. What did the chairman of the election commission say about this? He said, well, there's always going to be more votes than voters. So, you know, what needs to be public and remain public, it's always been public, is the poll book. Who voted? That's that, you know, who can vote? Who did vote? Was the ballot counted the same one as was cast? And is the count public?
But how about also just politically moving to have these machines completely removed?
Well, that helps with the counting phase of it, but remember, there's four phases. So yes, getting them completely removed, as Germany did, and just going back to hand counting in public, which, by the way, is quick, and it is less expensive than the machine.
Bev,
that's a solution.
Bev, we've got to go to break. 1 minute break. I know you've got to go, but I want you to be able to finish up on this. So we'll be back in 1 minute. Do about 3-4 minutes with us, and you'll also be popping in on Thursday or Friday, or maybe both, once we know what's happened.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.